Canadian Olympic officials are asking an international court of arbitration to award a gold medal to the Canadian figure skating pair. They narrowly lost to the Russians in a judging controversy. A hearing is scheduled for this afternoon in Salt Lake City. Russian skaters took the gold and silver medals in the men's figure skating event last night. Tim Gabel took the bronze for the United States. Joining me now from Salt Lake City is Christine Brennan, a columnist for USA Today. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Gabel's the first American man to win an Olympic figure skating medal in 10 years. Was his performance that impressive?
It really was, especially for a young man who just a couple years ago, Bob, was certainly not considered Olympic caliber. He did a very smart thing. He hired the coach and choreographer of Michelle Kwan, and that's Frank Carroll and Lori Nichol. And they made him into something special. It was Operation Pygmalion in figure skating, and they turned him into obviously he's a great jumper, but a bit more artistic skater, just enough to be able to pull off that bronze medal.
But more gold and more silver for the Russians.
Although this one made sense. We can talk about the pairs till we're blue in the face. But for Yagudin and Plushenko, that's who we expected to see winning the gold and silver. And they did. There was no fix. There's nothing to complain about. They're the two best male skaters in the world. And Plushenko sealed his fate coming in second by falling in the short program. So Yagudin was able to just run away with the competition.
So what about those pairs?
Well, let's see. How many hours do we have to talk about them? It's a fascinating story. Bob, the story that ate Salt Lake City. It is just continuing and going on and on. And in many ways, I can't believe I'm about to utter this sentence, but it is bigger than Tanya Nancy in the sense that it cuts to the very heart, the very core of a sport. Can you trust what you're watching? Can you believe that the judges are judging fairly? And we have had so many reports now of the French judge having basically the fix being in with her to go for the Russians to get the reverse, the return of favor in the ice dancing with the Russian judge going for the French ice dancing team, that it's absolutely a done deal that happened. And if they're fixing it and if there's there are agreements between nations, obviously any fan of figure skating, and there are millions of them in the United States, has to wonder if they can believe what they see.
But isn't this inevitable? You have an area of subjectivity here. You're not measuring by the distance or height or the clock.
That's true, Bob, and I certainly over the years have defended figure skating in this area, and the judges, some of them are impeccable, and their integrity is absolutely unquestioned. But I've defended it, and on this one, I cannot defend figure skating. This was so blatant, and it was so clear. The Russians made little miscues, nonetheless, four mistakes. Canadians were perfect with their love story program, and so there's really no way to justify this, especially in light of the accusations coming from all different quarters now that the French judge was pressured and actually was giving her vote ahead of time, already preconceived and done deal to the Russians. So I think this one is extraordinarily different than those average jokes about the figure skating judging and the old East German judge.
What are we going to see next week when the women skate?
Well, I don't know that we'll see any fix. I certainly hope we don't. Michelle Kwan finally going for that elusive Olympic gold medal against the Russian Irina Slutskaya with Sarah Hughes and Sasha Cohen of the United States also in the mix. It's a possibility there could be a U.S. sweep, but I think Michelle Kwan, who has turned her world upside down, no more Mrs. Nice Guy, really trying hard to win this gold medal. I think right now she's skating great, Bob, and I think Michelle Kwan will win the Olympic gold medal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today.